No girls want to come on.
Whatever.
We don't need girls. Psh.
Oh.
This
Oh,
is
they
the
do.
He-Man's Woman Haters Club. Yes. Screw you, women.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, what,
Dangerous
I'm
territory.
not, no, I'm just kidding.
It's Kikyu, our only listener. It's not insult her.
It's too late for not insulting our audience.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Oops.
I think both Marshall and Corn did that.
To be fair, our audience sucks.
Oh.
Who needs an audience? It's too mainstream.
Basically, listening to this makes you the most hipster
Yep.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. We're all hypocrites.
Yep.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Game Poet Uncast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and here is Corn.
Sony.
Woo, you used games, yeah. Woo. Anyway, here's Barrel.
Nintendo.
Woo, used games, woo.
Yep.
And Marshall.
Oh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah.
Woo.
No games. Woo.
I suppose.
You guys didn't leave me a lot of choice. I wasn't going to
Yeah.
go with Microsoft.
What's an Xbox One anyway? Anyway, let's get straight to the point. What are we playing? Games, games, games.
I'm going to point it to Marshall because in
Yeah,
that
because you're
only
playing.
state.
Are you playing something? Oh yeah, no. Are you playing an Ouya?
Yeah.
Woo.
I've been playing a lot of things. Well, really three things, but I've been
A
playing
lot of those three things.
a lot of those three things.
Got it.
Star Trek Online.
Not really. I got distracted with other things.
Let's avoid the one that doesn't involve Animal Crossing. Okay.
The one that
Bye.
doesn't involve animals
Yep.
crossing or whatever.
Well, there's Animal Crossing, New Leaf, which,
We're not going to talk about.
yeah, we're just gonna
Well, we're.
talk about a real game.
I feel like we've all been playing
I haven't.
Yeah, neither have I.
No,
But
well, half of us are.
let's hear Marshall's story of Mr. Mayor Doritos.
Go ahead, Doritos.
Okay, well, my mayor is named Mayor Doritos, and my town is named Mountain Dew. Mayor Doritos' full name is Halo 4 Doritos. He's a good mayor. His approval rating isn't very good.
No,
yeah,
why
It's like
not?
six. I don't know. It's like
I think
63, and it won't go up.
probably because he
Have you
just
been?
hits the mass market or mass audience, and it doesn't really go expand upon that. Have you?
Probably. It's hard to really key into the heart of the audience because I'm trying to appeal to too many different ones. Like, some people are like, "Oh, we need more plants in town." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll plant some plants." "Oh, but I need to devote some time to, like, cleaning the town up or whatever." If I just focused on one thing, I think I could probably get a pretty decent amount of love, but the town's not going to grow that way.
I think the important question is, what's so special about this Animal Crossing that got you unlike the other ones? Because it sounds like you're pretty into it.
So, someone invited me into their town, and I spelled I like while they were doing something else, I dug a bunch of holes and wrote out Doritos. So,
Make your mark.
I think that's the big thing.
Okay.
You can do that. Ten
Yeah.
out of ten.
Also, I think you would think because it's a stupid joke, You would think that the Mayor Doritos from Mountain Dew thing would get old, but every time I look at it, it's funny to me, so that keeps me interested.
I see.
Also, I've got a shirt, a tank top that looks like a watermelon, and I've got a balloon hat and a skirt on, so...
And you're a dude, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Mayor Doritos doesn't care.
Mayor Doritos doesn't care about gender roles.
Yep. Which, you know, is actually a pretty good example for his populace.
Yeah. I'm teaching people to accept who they are and also to buy Doritos.
All right. Make sure that you gotta redeem those codes.
Yeah, redeem those codes for free XP.
All right, but what else have you been playing since... I'm sure we could talk about mundane stuff at Animal Crossing all day.
As for non-mundane stuff, I played the beta for Final Fantasy XIV, which, surprisingly, is actually a good game.
That, what? No, don't believe you.
I know! Oh. It sounds like it would be not a good game. Turns out it's a good game. They put in a lot of work, and it's got like a lot of the best parts of Final Fantasy XI mixed with ideas that are maybe borrowed, maybe stolen wholesale from things like Guild Wars and stuff like that. Or Guild Wars 2, rather. Yeah. The writing is actually really solid in it. The story is interesting and stuff. Very true to the spirit of the Final Fantasies. So, it's a good game.
But, I mean, what, is it just the gameplay, or, I don't get, like, what, how do you, why would you go look into the mythos of that, like, is it design, is it the quest to tell you the mythos, or?
Yeah, there's the quests that tell you the stuff, you know, as you're doing, there are some mundane, you know,
MMO
quests, yeah, stuff like that, but most of the... Like, there was one quest that's just like, hey, pick up some gil that I dropped on the ground and give it to me. And then you pick up 5 gil for the person, and then they give you like 30-something gil in payment for that. Which, okay, whatever.
Alright.
You know, mundane crap like that. But for the most part, you have like 2 or 3 major quest lines that are sort of interconnected, but in such a way where you don't necessarily have to play all of them to get it. It's just sort of, you know, layered onto it or whatever.
And from what I gather, the beta works with the PS3 and PC version, like, they can play with each other?
Correct. However, the beta is not up right now.
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. The version 4 or whatever? I don't remember.
It's phase 3 right now, but apparently they're putting it up during the weekends and taking it down during the week or something. I'm not really sure how they're doing it, but it's not up currently, like, okay. at this moment.
That's why you're like, I'm disappointed.
I remember hearing some people talking bad about that game. Why was that?
What was the first one?
Hmm?
Yeah, they had all kinds of negative things to say about their first FF4.
The original was terrible. Like, the Final Fantasy XIV as it is now, the A Realm Reborn thing, is... basically a completely remade game.
So they...
The original was awful.
So they made it, met with bad reception, so they completely overhauled it?
Yeah. Yes,
which I'm really surprised by.
To say it was met with bad reception would be understating it a bit. It was...
I mean, they had to literally take it down, because it was like, it really... So
didn't they not charge anyone for it?
Yeah.
They stopped charging people, like... for a year or something like that, and then they finally took it down and just completely remade it.
So okay. So it was met with torches and pitchforks.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it was like all kinds of complaints. I mean, it was like, it was busted, and it was like a terrible design. It was the only thing I had going for it was pretty, from what I gathered.
Yeah, it was fairly pretty.
But yeah, anything else? Like,
you have a third game, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, conveniently being the last one that I talk about, it's The Last of Us.
I get it.
How do you like it?
It's a game.
A game.
That sounds promising.
Yeah. Well,
I have to play it then.
Is it a? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I'd necessarily say it's a game. it has definitely got some game parts in it.
Oh, so it's a...
Oh, good.
It's an Uncharted?
It's made by Naughty Dog, absolutely.
Yeah. However, more than most games, the writing in it is extremely good, and it's a very, very pretty game. With, you know, there are going to be some things that you run into that aren't whatever. The story's pretty predictable, but the character's extremely well written. Dialogue extremely well written.
That's the delivery there, really. It's like, you can tell a predictable story, but it's the way it's presented is really interesting.
Yeah. Like,
but, okay.
When
I don't
stuff
happens, shout enough to consider this, so whatever.
When you encounter stuff or whatever, you're going to be like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. But the framing and stuff like that, the framing and the way they do it, you're like, well, you know, I'm not too sad. They don't necessarily talk down to you in a way where it's like, oh, we surprised you with that. It's just, okay, well, this happened. This happened. Maybe you saw it coming, maybe you didn't, but that doesn't necessarily diminish the effect of it.
I hear, like a lot of people feel like it's sort of reactionary to the criticism of Uncharted. Like, it feels very unlike Uncharted. I don't know. Crap. I'm
getting tongue-tied very, there.
Yeah. I'm making up words. Anyway. But it's the things that it does feel like a sharp contrast, like of them trying to do something different from Uncharted, aside from obviously being more cutscene-heavy than probably should be.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, gameplay, like, the way the characters act, and, like, it's, like, very dark, isn't it?
It is very dark, and then, I mean, one thing that I am a little bit disappointed in is, they do the whole, like, I was under the impression that killing would be less of a thing, or rather, it'd be more impactful as a thing, but they still have situations where, like, you go into a building or whatever where there are a bunch of dudes, and I recall just sort of killing the guys that I encountered or whatever, you know, in such a way where they kind of forced you to do it, and I didn't keep count or anything, but then when I left the place, someone was like, man, those two people in there, they killed, like, 70-something people. I'm like, that's kind of normal gamey versus a game
that's supposed to be impactful. Yeah, I'm getting a little sick of it.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of disappointing from what Naughty Dog built that game up to be. It's like, they made it sound like the encounters would be, like, much fewer but tougher individually, like enemies.
They are a lot tougher individually, but, I mean, it was a pretty long area, but still, that's a lot of dudes that got killed. And maybe I didn't kill that many because, from my understanding, there were also some other people in the general area, so they may not have just been talking about me, but I did kill a lot of guys in there, so.
And it's linear-ish, or, like...
Yeah.
And, from what I gathered, stealth. Does that actually work in this game?
It does. It does work in the game.
Okay.
I do have a lot of problems with the wall cling, though. Like, whenever you're taking cover or whatever, a lot of times Joel won't stick to the cover in the way he's supposed to, and he'll just kind of stand there facing it or whatever. And that's fine. Like, enemies won't see you if you're doing that. I mean, you know, in ways that are, you know,
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's like, you know, I'm trying to walk in here so I can get better visibility on what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is really annoying.
But you said, like, it's interesting to you, but you're not in love with it as you would get from what I'm gathering.
It's a game.
Insofar as the actual gameplay parts of it, I do enjoy it a lot.
Mm.
Or insofar as the story parts, rather, I do enjoy it a lot. I do have a lot of problems with the gameplay, though.
Alright.
It's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Basically, it's...
Well, that's what Uncharted got away with. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Alright.
I completely understand how, what's his face? Philip Culler, is that his name? The guy from Polygon. I could see how he gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
That's not bad.
These games that get 10s, I don't understand any of it anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
see people liking...
To the next person, since we've been all marketing.
Yeah, since you're giving your opinions, Korn, let's let you go next.
What have I been playing? I bought the Humble Indie bundle. Because I was bored. The latest one? I don't know, I don't keep count.
Jeez. What game made you buy that bundle?
Hotline Miami, I think.
Alright. And did you play that?
Yes, I am up to the last bit, I think. At least I think it's the last, probably not. It's good. It's the story, I don't know. But it plays nice, I like it.
Game of the year?
Maybe not. But it's pretty solid.
Does it work?
The game? Yes.
Okay. Because...
It functions.
Not to imply that it was kind of busted for a lot of people, but it was.
Yeah. Oh, well, they fixed it when I got around to it, so whatever.
All right.
Not to imply, but to overtly state it was.
You also played Thomas Was Alone, which was in there as well, which I quite liked. Had a few weird noise problems with it. I don't know what was going on, but it worked. There's also Jareth, which I don't like that kind of stuff. Walking around.
Really heavy end. You're just walking.
Oh, hey, it's a story. No, you're not supposed to understand it. That's how deep it is. off. I've played Oil Rush, which is basically a prettier version than a Flash game. I can't remember, what's that one where you just basically have the different points and you basically go, these guys, go to this point. Whatever, and then they swirl around it and you send them to another point. It's just that. It's boring. I don't want
to... Yeah, don't need to emphasize it.
I think that's basically... I played a bit Capsized. It's alright. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. Looks alright, but I keep getting stuck in the vines and it annoys me. Little Inferno is kind of fun. For something that's based around burning things.
That was part of the bundle as well?
Yeah, I think so. At least I got it.
Sounds like a pretty solid bundle, actually.
Yeah, sounds pretty humble.
I enjoyed it.
Whatever that means.
Shut up.
I didn't know.
That's basically it.
All right.
Beryl, what about you?
Let's see. I finished New Little King Story. That game drags its feet later on. I was kind of positive on it. Then it got less positive when it got very deliberately repetitive. But, no. I want to really like that game, but it really holds itself back near the end.
Were you addicted to that?
It's kind of crazy, though. I was addicted. And then, yeah. It has a lot of charm at some points. Yeah. And when it...
takes you to a man like that. No, continue. We're not going to... No.
All right. Well, we're going to, How about we, combine all the audio clips where Korn randomly sings while someone's talking.
Yeah.
And then into, one coherent song.
Let's make a remix.
Yep.
Of course. Is that it?
I played Guardian Heroes on Xbox Live, or Xbox Live Arcade. I randomly decided to play my 360 again. That's something else entirely.
Is it because you don't have an internet connection and that's...
Exactly. I looked at John Maverick, or not John Maverick.
John whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Mattress.
That one guy at Microsoft is a head honcho.
John Madden.
That one guy. And I decided that every now and then, I come to a system, I gotta play these games and then I'll forget the system I ever had it. I came to this with the Wii. I was like, after the last story in Xenoblade, you do not exist to me. And I'm doing this with the 360 now with playing the arcade games I bought. And I played Shoot 'em Up, Trigger Heart Excelia. That's pretty weird. Got scantily clad anime chicks, and you throw.
Yeah
boy! No. And, it was fun. The weird gimmick to that game, though, is that, you grab enemy aircraft and you, toss them. Weird. Anyway, that was fun, though. Guardian Heroes is fun as well. It's a beat 'em up. It's made by Treasure. They are sort of, if you play retro games, things like that, they're kind of very influential in what they do. There's Gunstar Heroes and Ikaruka for shoot 'em ups. But yeah, Guardian Heroes is fun. I played a bit of Skulls of the Shogun. And that game is pretty charming. It's funny writing and it's pretty dark setting, but it's a strategy game with a very weird Japanese old schoolish look. But I like it. It's just that I'm not super into it yet. Feels a little too simple to me. And I think that's it. Yeah. Play my 360 again. And I'm like powering through games.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. And next person.
Then for The Last of Us.
You're breaking the immersion.
Okay. Yeah, since I had a Wii U and didn't really have anything for it, I decided to buy a game. And since I have an arrangement at around July 4th to go visit my older brother and his nephew, who I've never seen, I decided to just get New Super Mario Bros. U. Since
wait, how many brothers do you have?
Three.
Why'd you have to stop and think?
Because I almost counted my sister in there. I was like, oh, wait, no, she's a girl.
He only has one brother. I've only seen one sibling on GP, therefore that's the only one he has.
No, that's the one I'm visiting.
Oh.
Yeah, and Chris, he has a kid now.
So, wait.
What?
You said visiting his nephew, which you've never seen? Is it your child that you've never seen?
No, no. Is that what I said? I meant visiting my nephew who I've never seen.
Okay.
His son. Yeah.
I was confused.
Anyway, to the point, I wanted to get that so that, because another one of my brothers is visiting him as well, so we're just kind of having a get-together and, wanted to play that with them, have some fun while we're down there. Since I wanted to get it anyway eventually, I decided to just get it now. And also, because I wanted to reach platinum status on Club Nintendo, get that over with, get whatever they give me for that. I bought that, and I also got a couple of 3DS games. Finally got Mario 3D Land, and I also picked up Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. Both of which are pretty fun. I don't know if either you guys have played any of those.
I played the original on the Wii. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like Retro is like one of the few developers I still respect because they really do some interesting stuff with like when they're reviving like classics like Donkey Kong and Punch Out and stuff like that, and Metroid, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah. Retro is pretty good.
Yep.
And I'm. A lot of people seem to be disappointed at the recent news of a sequel to that game. Instead of what they were expecting, which I assume was Metroid. But I'm excited. Like, I mean, I really like Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Why was anyone expecting Metroid?
I don't know.
Let's be honest. They're never going to make another one.
They just want it too much. Or they wanted something else.
They're going to wait 5 years, and then they're going to release another one when everyone's forgotten their last disappointment.
Aww.
That's what they're going to do.
I hope so.
Like, okay, let's drop a Metroid. It's going to be a classic Metroid, but it's going to have a bunch of newfangled features. And it's going to be a PC game.
It's a decent game.
But yeah, then of course, Animal Crossing. Go back to that.
Got it.
This is your one week we'll talk about. Then we are never talking about Animal Crossing again.
Let's just
get it out of your system.
Let's just say I'm addicted to it, and I should probably cut back on it, but it's impossible. Addicted to a manner. I'm sure if you're on Twitter, you've seen a little bit too much of Animal Crossing talk, because everyone's playing.
Follow some of these people.
Okay, but yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing.
E3.
Main topic.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't know if anyone's seen the EA or Ubisoft press conference at E3, but I know I didn't. So, has anyone seen it or read news about it that would like to give their opinions on that? Or at least tell us what it was about.
Was that when Star Wars Battlefront was talked about, announced, CG trailered?
Yeah,
I heard about that, but it's pretty.
Yay!
It's pretty much.
I'm gonna be disappointed, but I'm happy at the moment.
And what's in Mirror's Edge 2 announced?
Yay! I'm gonna be disappointed, but I'm happy at the moment.
And Ubisoft, I don't know what they did.
Yeah, whatever.
They did. Anyway, that wasn't really the important part.
Isn't the Mirror's Edge gonna be open world? I read that somewhere.
I
yeah, I heard. So. Yeah, yeah.
They say.
Whatever that means nowadays.
Don't turn into an Assassin's now Creed.
You, now you can run around in the world.
A whole lot of nothing.
If you look at the especially EA's, or not EA, Microsoft's press conference thing, seemed like the watchword for this E3 was all just open world, open world, open world, open world. Everyone was saying that. Metal Gear Solid 5, open world. Mirror's Edge, open world.
That's you know, like, in what? These days.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, I guess open world's pretty
it's better than linear.
But also, that's going to get, for games that aren't necessarily designed for that, that's going to get really damn tedious to go across.
Yeah.
I felt like that
you
was
don't
want to
do side missions in Mirror's Solid?
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, you're basically saying you want to do mundane stuff on the side for no reason. Like X amount of item drops from crocodiles.
Snake, there's another Metal Gear.
Damn it. The worst thing is that even if they did do that, I'm still going to give it a 15 out of 15. But, now, the fact that I made it out of 15 makes it not that impressive.
Anyway. The thing is that, like, we didn't watch those, so whatever, we are covering the big three from what we're gathering.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. And, the first
get the
one...
Best out of the way first.
Yeah, the...
That's...
Well,
so that's
save
Microsoft.
The first, save the first for first.
Microsoft was
Microsoft,
first.
Yeah, oh. Microsoft.
Well, that's
pretty much.
And that's Microsoft. Let's move on to Sony. And how they...
but seriously, yeah, let's actually talk about that.
Well, the interesting
Titanfall looks alright. There we go. We're done.
Oh, okay. The interesting thing about Microsoft is that, like, after the whole, like, launching of the Xbox One, people were all concerned, like, how does this work? How does this work? It's like, we'll have games. And they're like, Microsoft clung to one idea of games, and they
TV,
did that for
TV, TV, TV.
Yep.
And basically, they showed off a bunch of games that are multi-platform for the most part. They revived Killer Instinct.
For didn't some they, reason.
Yeah. Didn't they promise
made
a bunch of IPs?
What are the...
Huh?
Wasn't it like 20 or so?
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have like a billion IPs!
Yeah, yeah.
Look forward to
15
it.
New IPs, and we saw like... One?
Titanfall?
Titanfall, yeah.
They gave us a number.
Oh, there's Rise, whatever, if you're interested in that crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
thanks, Crytek.
Development. It's like,
was it the Kinect game at first?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. It was a Kinect game, and then now it's a QuickTime game, I guess.
It's not really an improvement.
Well, at least it will react when you do so.
Yep.
But, I don't know. Like, from what I saw the trailer, it's like, it seemed kind of interesting. It's like, Metal Gear Solid 5, like, that trailer was pretty cool. Like,
yep.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm getting it on Xbox, though.
Yeah. Like, people care about Killer Instinct. I don't. And I think that new one looks bad. But
yeah,
it's made by a different developer. So,
and it's not just that. Yeah, it's made by the people who did Front Mission Evolved, I think. So, so the guys who killed the what Front Mission series, you're welcome. Anyway.
Who did the original again?
Huh? The original Front Mission?
Hmm?
No, someone asked that because they probably know for certain.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm thinking Rare. Was it Rare?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because if so, why the hell do they not just let Rare do it? They own them.
It's Microsoft. Because... You're gonna see a trend here of bad decisions.
They're just gonna make Rare just make a bunch of avatars. For
it's not even remotely the same people at Rare anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. But still,
it's been a long time. Let's be realistic.
What? Who is even working there anymore? Honestly,
just
all the good people left to hopefully start something, some spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie or whatever.
Well, they made nothing, and people liked it. Like, well,
they made
the whole,
do that.
It was disappointing for a lot of the fans who expected a pure platformer, but like. The base game I hear was fine, like, if you were into building.
Yeah, I did like it. Yeah, not as much as the first two, but...
But...
It was an okay game.
The reality is, Rare did not bring anything like people thought. So that's disappointing.
Everyone was hoping Rare to come out with something in E3, weren't they? It's like, yeah, they're gonna bring something, they're gonna surprise us, please Rare, show us something!
But...
Ooh, Kinect, yeah! Ooh.
It showed Halo 4.
Yay, Halo
5. 5.
What
five,
I wanted more of.
My bad. My apologies.
Oh yeah, didn't was it Master Chief like the guy in this big suit of armor?
Yeah, he was wearing like.
He was clothes, yeah. Like, he was like wearing some clothes. Like
you can't get dust up in there.
Yeah, but
I thought they were poking fun at Destiny. I was like, are you gonna poke fun at something that's gonna outright like own you very shortly? I was like,
yeah, screw Bungie.
Thank you.
Oh wait,
Destiny's a bit more interesting Halo game at this point.
Yeah, but there was that, and then there was Titanfall, which actually looks pretty good from what I've seen.
Yeah,
like, I'm not into shooters, but I think that if I were to get into like a shooter, a first-person shooter, that'd probably be the one I'd sit down and play. Like just from what I'm gathering from the gameplay, it looks like there's a lot going on. It's all mobile. Like obviously control giant titans, and you can also move around. Like you know, aside from pure jump, you can actually grab ledges. I know, crazy.
Wall run,
that's fun. Stuff like that. Like it just seems like there's a lot going on for what I expect of a routine aim down the sight, like first person shooter, multiplayer, like how they're designed nowadays.
Yeah.
You just sprint.
To me, it basically looked like a normal FPS with a couple of gimmicks. And except for sometimes it's a normal FPS, but you're in a giant robot suit.
I think the setting is definitely kind of derivative. Like,
yeah.
Like you just look at it and you look at something like Destiny, it's like Destiny looks like as much more of a like real life setting.
Sure.
Like it's a lot more like they brought more to the table than let's say Destiny did to theirs. Like obviously that's arguable if we get to the final game. I don't know, but like just visually it's like it looks like much more unique aspects to it.
So it's going to make me enemy to everyone on the planet, but honestly, to me, Destiny kind of looked like a, like, gritty Borderlands or something. I don't really care about that.
You know, I'm sort of whatever. Like, from what I've seen of the actual gameplay, I'm not very impressed by it. Like, people are like, I think people are more enamored by the presentation than what is going on in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I haven't watched any, but I want to just to make my own mind up. I want to be excited for it, but whatever.
But yeah,
I mean, Microsoft press conference, the big deal was that they announced the $500 price tag. People were like, ah.
Yay! It's so affordable.
And they didn't answer any of the real concerns people had about the big tag.
Yeah, if anything,
I'm even more concerned.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard some rumor about, I think Microsoft paid off some developers to not show some multi-platform games at any other conference. Like, to show that it exclusively like at the Microsoft conference. I'm not sure how true that is, but I don't know. After seeing...
Like, even Nintendo had, like, Metal Gear Solid, I think. Didn't it? No. It had Batman?
Yeah.
Like multiple games of Batman, I think. I don't
know. Well, it's weird that Xbox One did have Metal Gear Solid 5, and they didn't show that on the PlayStation 1. But...
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the rumor came from. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't put any stock into it, but
Microsoft's
maybe.
Not important. Let's move on to Sony. What did you think of their conference?
They managed to win by doing nothing new.
Yeah.
In some ways, that is pretty true. It's like they basically, and also it's like I think the most interesting about that is like how much of a sharp contrast it is, like in terms of how it is presenting was interesting. I remember hearing examples of like Microsoft talks to sort of like a figurative audience while Sony kind of has a more directly talks to the consumer and the gamers, should I say. Like, by the way, they just presented.
Yeah. And they showed off their console for once.
Yeah, they showed off their console like at the very end of it. It
looks like a box with some angles.
I think it looks kind of dumb actually.
It's not much different from what I was expecting, just curved, like, slanted a little bit.
Yeah, so
it kind of looks like the PS2.
PS2 like, with a different shape or whatever.
Yeah, with extra weird shapes on it.
No box this time. Give you some angles.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing is, like, the sheer scope of the amount of games, and obviously the price tag at the very end. It's like,
yeah, it's kind of funny how like I noticed, like the two parts that people cheered the most were, pretty much because things were affordable. Like the whole used games thing. They were like, hey, we could play used games, and it was like, oh my god, that's amazing because people can buy used games now and play them. And whenever they announced that it was going to be affordable, you know, that freaked everybody out.
Man, like, oh my god. A lot of people were pretty excited. Like, just the Square Enix stuff had people go crazy.
Yeah, especially the Kingdom Hearts 3 thing. Cause,
yeah, it's like, oh my god, it's real, holy crap.
It's been 10 years, oh my god.
I bought a PS3 for this, but you know what? It doesn't matter anymore. I'm so hyped.
Like, when they stated that, the used game things or whatever, like, people were just falling to their knees and weeping. Acting like it was the second coming of Christ.
I don't have to buy new games.
And then Sony did do, like you say, they won by not, you know, or by doing the same things or whatever. Sony did do something new in that they priced their thing cheaper than the competition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that had like a lot of impact, especially in sharp contrast to Microsoft. Like, $500, you're like, it's like,
the longer they went without announcing the price, the more I got worried.
Yep.
It was $3.99, and then they drop the mic and leave. So, yeah. But yeah, it kind of felt like a Nintendo Sega battle from like the 90s with Sony and Microsoft. Definitely. It was like, Microsoft sucks. We're gonna play used games. We're gonna be cheaper. We're gonna do all this stuff. And yeah, and then Microsoft's like, oh, jeez.
I'm sure.
The problem is they're still being arrogant about it, Microsoft.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, you guys, you want a console that can play offline? It's called 360.
360. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
blatantly ignoring your competitor. That's how you win.
By doing that. I mean, people felt very passionately about this year, and for fair reason. Like, and Microsoft's totally like, no, you guys will buy it. You better buy it.
Guys, please buy it.
And like, they have this, like, the whole conference just reeked of like this hubris that like Sony kind of had like back in the PlayStation 3 and when the 360 were announced. Because Sony obviously did really, really well with the PS2, and they're like, yeah, we have some stuff, I guess. And Microsoft was like, it's cheaper. We'll actually have online that works. Da da da. We have all kinds of support. And at the time, they had Rare supporting them. So it's interesting. Like, that conference.
Next generation, they'll both be humble.
They'll both fail. So they're like, oh, please buy it. They'll be vacant. So and Nintendo's like, we got more Mario. You guys buy it. But yeah, I think the big thing is that like they just won by pure scope. Is like when they had so much presence for like indie stuff. Like that was really surprising.
Yes. I like that. I'm happy.
Yeah, and like indie stuff's cool.
Like they had. Good, like they literally like presented like 8 things like back to back to back on stage and present them all simultaneously. Like it was, and I don't know, stuff like Transistor looked interesting.
Yes, I've seen that before, but yes, Transistor.
What else? I mean, just in general, like even if I'm not convinced a lot of those, if not 80 of those games should be PS4 and not PS3, but I mean they need to sell those, I guess.
Yeah.
Those PS4s.
Yeah, and like stuff like Kingdom Hearts 3, it's gonna get people to say, "Oh, I have to get a PS4 for this." Okay, fine. Take my money.
The funny thing is that like that has so much impact from what I've gathered, like from people reacting, even if it's multi-platform. So.
Well, nobody's getting an Xbox One for that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I just find it interesting that it's like, why wouldn't Microsoft lock down something like? Is it because? Okay, I probably know the real reason, because they kind of have no, like, expectations from stuff, like, from Japan at this point, probably.
The console doesn't even work in Japan, does it?
I think it doesn't, actually.
They released a list of countries it works with.
Oh,
and,
yeah. And then
I did notice an absence of Poland, so I'm sure the Witcher 3 devs are going to be absolutely thrilled about that one.
Yeah, that's the joke that everyone, like, is drawing to. It's like, I'm sure... It's very sad for the Witcher three different, it's like not just obviously that joke, but it's like what's called, they are very anti-DRM from what we gather from like what they've done with The Witcher. It's like they've even given their like engine for free like usage, like The Witcher 2 engine, so people can just mess around with it.
Don't be surprised if Witcher 3 is an exclusive.
All of a sudden. Isn't the Xbox One not releasing in some countries until like later in 2014?
Oh, they're doing that crap as well.
Yeah, like we're not gonna give it to Japan until like a year after or something like that. I don't know how late in 2014 it's gonna be, but who cares? I don't think they want it anyway after how popular the 360 was in Japan.
But I mean, aside from that though, it's like how impressed were you guys by like the Sony conference, like by the end of it, like were you blown away? Like it was, from what I gathered from Twitter, it's easy to get caught up in the energy of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was pretty energetic.
It's easy to get caught up in sort the of, energy for it.
Yeah.
However, that's not a bad thing. Yeah. But also, after it's all said and done, you should step back and let your head play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, be a little more reasonable.
Like, here's the thing. I think a lot of people kind of glossed over. It's like, PSN Plus is required to play online, which...
I'm almost not bugged by that too much.
I am. Yep. I mean,
it's a decent deal.
It's PS like, Plus. I'm fine with the service, but it's kind of like, I don't like the idea of paying for all... I understand why Sony's doing it. It's like, obviously, there's a lot of costs they can, you know, easily cover by doing it. But it's sort of like, the thing that kind of made PS3 had like a lot of notes, it's like, or worthy of note, is like, it was a contrast. It's like, free online, like, you don't have to pay some garbage fee in addition.
Yeah, but the online wasn't that flash. So yeah. Hopefully Sony steps it up this time, now that we have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see my, like, I live in the United States. I live in God's United States of America. So, honestly, I know it's completely entitled, but I get really irritated if I'm downloading, you know, if I'm downloading something and it takes more than, like, an hour. And even that an hour, I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's taking so long.
I don't like you.
You know, I was kind of reminded whenever you said, you know, take a step back and, you know, look at things more reasonable. I was reminded of this thing I saw. It was the PS4 conference abridged that some site did, where they kind of, they kind of make fun of these conferences. And make it in a really short video, but they're like pointing out these things, kind of making fun of everybody, be exciting for stuff like, you know, the used games thing when everybody freaking out over it, and then when it got to the prize point, they're like, "Oh, I got $399! Sony wins E3!" Like,
yeah,
because that's pretty much like everyone was saying that, basically because of the prize.
Yep.
Yeah, more games, cheaper price, better hardware. Cool.
You win.
Yep.
Also, region free, so it's even cheaper.
Yeah.
Region free is cool. It's like, f***ing, was it $750, $650 something for Xbox 360, $500 if I import a PS4. That's NZ Buckaroos, I think.
All right. Yep. New Zealand Buckaroos.
Mm.
Yeah. I think.
So it's like way cheaper.
Yeah, I think the PS4 is the only one that's. Not region locked. Is that right?
It looks like it.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a way to unlock consoles, but for the time being, for sure, PS4 is the only one.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that it feels like with the PS4 they were trying to, you know, basically do what the consumer says, trying to make everyone happy by saying, "Okay, you want this? I'll give you this." That's basically what they did. Cheaper price. Here you go. Used games. Here you go.
Was a terrible strategy.
Listen, we'll see.
I just hope it doesn't bite them in the ass. Like the price. Hopefully, they aren't losing so much money because of the price that it is a worse impact than the PS3 was when.
The weird thing though is that about this gen, it's like it's not that big of a jump. Like just technically, the RAM's better, but it's kind of like the gap between these previous gens were like so big. like just the HD thing is like totally shifted the marketplace dramatically. Like who like the juggernauts are and whatnot, and how much money. Like all you hear is like, oh man, it costs so much money to make games and only certain people can do it. Yeah. And oh no.
Yeah, because smaller developers can't make very good looking games, you know? Metro Last Light looked absolutely hideous. Staff was just so small and couldn't spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, and The Witcher, I mean, oh, what a awful looking series. Like, and they got like, oh no. Yeah, anyway.
To be fair, The Witcher 1 looked okay.
Yeah, it was alright.
But the gameplay was junk. Like, the story, pretty good. Gameplay was junk in the first Witcher.
It was standard for Western RPGs at the time.
It was not standard for Western RPGs at the time. It was junk.
Nope, it was standard for Western RPGs for the time. I will stick with that.
It's mad balls. That was terrible.
Anyway, I'm fine with graphics as they are. I mean, they look pretty enough for me.
Yeah, they can't really get that much better. They're getting pretty crazy good. So
maybe if they could use some color from time to time, that would make them a little better.
See, the thing, I don't want, like, when I first was playing PS2 after coming off the PS1, I was like, this is so dope. Like, this is the pinnacle. This is, you've done it. You've done it, Sony. This is the greatest thing anyone's ever made. And then I saw PS3 graphics, and I was like, oh my god. Well, yeah. Looks like you finally
perfected the game. I was freaking blown when I played Metal Gear Solid 4, like, visually. And yes. Now you, like, look at it. I'm like, you know, it looks alright.
Yeah, it's okay. But, so I'm imagining, you know, we're going to look back at early PS4 games or whatever and be all like, eh. Okay.
Well, I mean, a lot of early PS3 and PS360 stuff, it's kind of like, kind of look just like up-res PS2 stuff, like, and PS 360, not 360.
And of course, in that case, you know, whenever those were released, obviously they weren't as good, near as good as they are now.
Yep.
Because it takes a while.
Development, developers getting smarter with designing games and whatnot. And yep. I don't know.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the PS4 and Xbox One graphics.
PS4 later tanks, on. Xbox One takes over.
Yep. People decided that they want DRM.
Yeah.
And
this is just too much self-control for me. You know, you just take over.
We want you to be Apple.
I don't
want to
be offline ever.
Oh, this is 2013. What am I doing with my life being offline?
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's move on to the last
one,
who didn't have a conference, but that's fine because
they didn't really
it's
have
kind,
a
it's kind of hard to
either because it was kind of busted.
It's kind of oh right, yeah, because every streaming was broken.
Yeah, but
except for UK. I remember UK had a pretty stable one. Except by the time I was able to get on there, it made a giant skip at like in the middle. So I had
Nintendo made a very short press conference.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was like 45 minutes.
Press conference.
Yeah, I mean, direct.
It was something. And they showed trailers and whatnot. It's kind of hard to compete whenever two companies are releasing consoles and everything.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they just let the kids fight. Let them battle it out on the stage and just show what they have, since they can't really blow anyone away at the moment. Mm-hmm. They already had a chance to do that.
And they really didn't. However,
yeah, I know.
They're sort of doing like a. I've used the comparison, and after using the comparison, I've seen other people use the comparison. I'm not saying I started it, but I started it.
Okay.
Of how Nintendo's kind of pulling like a Barack Obama when he was running for his presidency, and before Barack Obama, Howard Dean. But who's Howard Dean? Nobody remembers him. Anyway, they're doing sort of like they did, where instead of it being like you know, this huge punch like Microsoft and Sony are doing, they're doing sort of a like hit all 50 states, keep up the pressure, and just run it that way instead of trying to do these big blowouts, try to hit the big, you know, the big constituencies or whatever. And I think that could benefit them in the long run. I think it could work out for them. I mean, it worked out for Barack Obama.
I see what you're saying.
It's tough though. It's kind of like what they presented though was everything minus one game was familiar. Everyone, it was announced beforehand, like minus Donkey Kong Country Returns 2. And Donkey Kong Country Returns 2 is also, I mean, arguably familiar for the familiar.
Yeah.
Like the tone of the entire conference. It's like they kind of had all kinds of familiar stuff that we knew about. It's like we may have seen gameplay for stuff we didn't see before. It's like the new X thing or Xeno. I don't know. And some other stuff like Bayonetta got gameplay finally as well. Bayonetta 2.
Mario Kart did as well. And
yeah.
Well, like, yeah. Pokemon stuff. I think that's like all. Oh yeah, Pokemon.
But it's kind of like they emphasized basically stuff that was in development.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it, really. Like, there wasn't any real... They're like, there's some games coming out, not anything in the immediate future, of course.
Yeah.
Which is something we
wish... Aside from some of the, they did show some stuff afterwards on their YouTube channel, like A Link Between Worlds and, I think that was
what the hell?
Like, Mario and Luigi. Yeah.
They don't show it at their freaking conference.
That surprised me. I was like, wait.
New Zelda game that's, you know, of course, the sequel to pretty much the second most respected Zelda game.
Yeah.
Like, of all time. And they, what? Oh, we're just going to post a YouTube video after the conference?
No one cares about Zelda anyway.
Even still, like, I feel like that's not necessarily a terrible move because they're sort of, like, I don't know, strategically speaking, they're sort of like, yeah, we don't really, like, E3's cool or whatever. That's not a major concern for us. We're going to keep trucking the way that we do, and we're going to keep delivering pretty consistent, you know, steady content. Yeah.
And it's been working out for them for a while, because, I mean, they exist after all these years, and they're pretty wealthy, and, you know, I mean, why drop big bombs and then suffer later on if you can help it? Being consistent, they're kind of... I mean, they're playing it safe. People are saying, like, oh, they're playing it safe and all that, but...
Super safe.
It's not the worst thing they could do. I mean, they did hold back on some things that people wanted. Like, they could have shown something about the new Zelda, but they decided not to because it was way too early in development. They were like, we'd rather not show it this early and then have people wait 2 years. So let's wait.
It looks exactly...
Thanks,
exactly.
Nintendo.
Yeah,
I wish even asked would do that because I'm getting sick of CG.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I found myself disappointed because obviously I expected more out of it. And it was like...
Yeah. Well, I think everybody did. Everyone was like, oh, what are they doing? They must be showing a lot of games we didn't know about. And
that's the thing, though. It's like, the Wii U, like, it's not a failure. Like, people say failure, it's not. People are buying it.
But yeah, especially after the Xbox One.
But it's like, it doesn't really feel like people know exist, and the game sure as hell coming down the pipeline doesn't really seem like it. They're coming in the immediate future to really save the system, like from, you know, at least this year. It's like, obviously, Mario Kart will sell, God knows how many. Oh my God.
Mario Kart. That's one game that looks pretty cool. That
Mario Kart Wii sold so much. Oh God.
Yeah.
I like Mario Kart Wii.
Pretty much every
Mario Kart. You're a bad person.
I am. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that.
I still have that wheel. I don't use it for anything else, but it's just kind of a plastic toy, but whatever. Yeah. I use it.
I mean, I guess we can highlight the positives, I guess. It's like, obviously, new Super Smash Bros. Show.
And that was no doubt the biggest thing there was everyone was like freaking out. Yeah. Oh, they finally showed it. And oh my God, Mega Man. Oh my God, Wii Fit Trainer.
Yep.
Freaking Animal Crossing then, Villager.
One of those is more interesting than the other.
What?
It's Mega Man.
Oh yeah.
I honestly, to me, I cared more about Pokemon than anything else.
It's Pokemon.
Yeah, they started the conference with it, so you're like, it's like I don't need to watch any more of this.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done now. Thanks, Nintendo, for saving me a bunch of time.
I think they strategically place Pokemon at the beginning and Smash Bros. At the end. It's like, okay, so we'll put Pokemon here, and then we'll have Smash Bros. At the end so that
they have to keep watching it. If they show, like, Smash Bros. At the beginning, and people are like, yeah, Smash Bros. What? Anything else? I don't care.
We'll find out later. Watch the trailers later.
It's like, with Sony's, with Sony's conference, they did that whole thing where they...
Oh, yeah, the price.
I guess... Well, they felt like they had to address the whole fact that Microsoft is, you know, media whatever thing or whatever. But they did that whole just awkward talking about all the media that you could get on the PlayStation 4. And they're like, oh, this is our best programming for gamers. This is gamer programming. Gamer television.
Yes, yes.
That's a good impression.
Like, what are you doing?
Gamer television, yeah. By the way, we also realize that people do like TV.
Driving car.
Nobody. Oh God, driving.
That is something else entirely. We're on a different
level. Of course, Nintendo has the TV thing too. So you know, they have TV with two eyes.
Oh. Now I can watch TV on my TV.
Oh no! Short conference. There was probably more media after the conference. The direct.
And
during it,
there's also the point that I heard that they're probably going to also have several directs afterwards, like in the coming weeks or months. Like, it's not just, you know, it was just one direct. They do this often. We know, they could announce something big, like next month, next week, maybe. Who knows?
They kind of started kicking off when the Wii U started, like, yeah. And obviously when they're kicking off the corporate 3DS, but. I don't know. I'm not really seeing Nintendo going crazy with the 3DS again. And I'm not. And Nintendo kind of didn't really prove that they have much down the pipeline for the Wii U. So I don't know.
I mean, it kind of goes by what Shigeru Miyamoto said once. It was like something along the lines of it's better to delay a game than let it be released, you know, poorly made. Do what?
Which was why Skyward Sword was known for a lot of bugs.
I didn't notice what? Bugs at all.
I heard game crashing bugs and.
Oh, all right. There was one game crashing bugs I heard about, but I haven't experienced it yet. If I do, I'm on my second playthrough, so I don't know. It's one of those things you hear about it, but you don't ever experience it. And you don't know how to experience it.
It's like,
so who knows?
It's like me and Fallout. Like, Fallout is one of the most buggy series ever, but I run into remarkably few bugs while playing that game. I'm not denying that it's a very buggy game or whatever. I just, for whatever reason, I'm extremely lucky.
I mean, you could watch it on YouTube. Just, oh, that happens. And like, I remember a Skyrim one where there's just an elephant floating. I mean, stuff happens that you don't see, but still. Okay. I mean, I don't know. It's that's pretty much what they're doing. They could release Smash Bros. Early, but have like few characters and few stages, and just kind of, you know, not
Nintendo
have a whole
would never
lot.
Do that. What are you talking about?
But
they'd never take characters out of it.
I mean, fewer characters than they could have if they just released it when they want to or when they are done.
I want to be really mean. Like, they already have multiple of the same characters. What's one less character of the same character?
Oh, it kind of it kind of reminds me of people were talking about like, oh, people are like angry that there's the Wii Fit Trainer. What the hell? I mean, but then you look at it, and it's like, okay, so there's Captain Falcon and Ganondorf. Oh, they're like the same character. Mario, Dr. Mario, you know, and then Wolf and Falco, and like, you know, it's good that they're expanding, trying to do different things and different variety. Freaking Animal Crossing Villager too.
Like, I think the Wii Fit Trainer is actually one of the more interesting things. It's like, it's the one you really didn't expect, but it's totally something that, like,
and it works. Yoga positions for attacks.
I wonder. I would like for them to put Snake in it again.
Yeah.
And have him voiced by Kiefer Sutherland.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know. Hopefully, they bring back their other third-party characters. Seems like. Like, I don't know. Why take him out?
I wonder if Lucario is going to be in there again.
Nope.
And that freaking, like... Do what?
I was going to say, like, the conference was by no means bad. Like, Nintendo, like, obviously, it was definitely a higher grade than Microsoft from what they presented, even in terms of games. Like,
I think everyone expected more than they gave us.
I mean, it's because the whole, like, that was the tone of the E3. It's like, a lot of people are excited about, you know, like, people are kind of pessimistic on
it. Wasn't, whatever.
Bullshit. Edit that.
No, don't edit it. let the world know barrel shame. This brood shame.
They knew in the first episode.
Yeah.
Chris. But
anyway.
Who saw that?
I don't know. I mean, should we move on? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, Well, out of everything that was shown, what are we most excited about?
Pokemon. What? More indie support?
Pokemon! Indies, yes. PS4 price, I suppose, being affordable.
What Thomas told me is that I'm excited about 2014.
Yeah.
I think this year.
2014! Whoa!
I want to play Metal Gear Solid, though.
Yeah, that does look good.
Yep. Always looks good. You don't have to remind us.
True.
Even the name looks good.
Look, if they stick to their convictions, if they stick to their convictions that they've been promising with the game and the way it seemed like it does, and honestly, they have a much better track record with that than a lot of other studios do. But if they do stick with it, then I could see this game being in my heart at least as good as Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh,
Solid 5.
Yeah.
Sorry, I stayed away for a bit there. Yeah, it could be interesting now. I need to see more of it, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, like, things I'm excited about is, like, everything just didn't sound like it was this year. Like, I said 2014, because it's like, Bayonetta 2 doesn't come out this year. Same
X
thing.
X2.
I know. Yeah, X.
Xenoblade whatever. 2, whatever it's going to be called. Looks like a Xenoblade.
Second Son doesn't come out on the PS4 launch. I don't know. And otherwise, everything else is kind of like, I was familiar with it. Either I cared about it before or I wasn't.
Yeah, most games in 2014.
Yeah, and that was...
So it'll be exciting.
Or 2017 or 2018 or whatever.
Yeah, depending
if
on...
If you're waiting for 13 to...
Yes.
Or versus 13, rather. Or 15, I guess.
It's called.
And then, like, 2025 if you're waiting for Kingdom Hearts.
That's
the real reason why they had the name change. It's like, you know, people are patient, pretty patient for games. It's like, if we change the name, we can have them wait for the same amount of time for the new game.
But it's a different game. Yeah. It's not versus 13 anymore, so you're not waiting for the same game.
Yeah, it'll only take a couple more years.
Versus 13 did not appeal to me at all, but what they showed of 15 as it is now actually looks pretty good, so.
Yeah, I agree.
No one's excited for Minecraft Xbox One.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that.
It's going to have such good graphics.
I just...
They're like, hey, let's show off all our exclusives.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's the point?
Minecraft.
It's Minecraft.
Who's still playing vanilla Minecraft? Who isn't sick of that by now?
I don't know. Who isn't sick of Minecraft by now?
Oh.
I'm playing Chalk.
I played modern Minecraft. That's a lot better.
Uh-huh.
I still need to get Aether too. Anyway,
I bet they're just gonna have like real skin texture, like grass.
It'll take a picture of your face and just stick it over the character.
Just the blocky face. But with you.
Wow. We got everyone's opinions on what they're looking forward to. Or
yeah, 2014 and the PS4.
There's a few. PS4 games that are also coming out on the PS3, which is like,
Oh, yeah.
I might just pick it up for the PS3 if I don't plan on getting a PS4, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. One other thing I'm excited for, I forgot about, was they released the Pokemon release date, which was my birthday. Woo! October 12th, man.
What? No, I ain't got time to celebrate. I got a game to play.
It's gonna be how it is. Yep. Pokemon, I spent freaking 300 hours in Diamond.
Yeah, do we have time for user questions? I don't think so.
I don't know. This is an E3 episode. I think we could go as long as it wants to be.
Squeeze them in.
Alright, fine. Let's do questions. Kiku asks, what gaming possession are you most proud of? It doesn't have to be a game, it just has to do with gaming. games. I'm proud of my games.
Yeah, I like my games selection of games. You know, I keep them for a reason, believe it or not. The games I like, I keep them. I know it's crazy things, but
I'm not really much to be proud of just owning them so much. I mean, maybe if I own every single game and I was like, eh, I own everything, you don't. but I just own some games. I'm happy with them, but I don't know if I have a reason to be proud of them or anything I have. Like, you know, I have some consoles. I could be proud of that, but I don't really care too much. I just like the fact that I can play stuff on them. But, I mean, I don't have any collector's editions or anything, really, except, well, maybe the Skyward Sword Wiimote that I got. It's just a Wiimote. I could boast, but why? But yeah, I can't really say much of anything.
Neither.
Oh, you guys are so boring. It's like, you guys...
I know. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could be proud of that Mario sculpture I made when I was in 8th grade. I don't know if anyone saw that, but... I'm pretty proud of making that thing. People liked it. So, when people like what you make, that's a reason to be proud. Maybe if I made a game and everyone was like, this game is fun.
Like it, not just other
people. Yeah. I like it too. Yeah.
Okay, that's a real concern.
I liked it, other people thought it was cool. So yeah, I'm proud of that.
How about Marshall, since it sounds like Captain and Corn were the ones who were like, yeah, I don't really care.
I like games.
I don't know about... See, it's hard to say pride, because there's nothing I did to get those or whatever.
You like, earn money, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I'm so proud that I earned the money to buy a video game. I own a lot of video games, so that's not a big deal, really.
Pokemon, though. Yeah, I'm proud of Pokemon. I bet you
probably either Metal Gear Solid 3, not out of pride, but just out of happiness of owning it. Maybe Disgaea 4, because that was the first review copy of a game I ever got.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. The review copies.
I don't remember my first review copy.
Really, some review copies I wouldn't say I'm proud of. 007 Legends. Yeah, I'm so proud of that game being in my possession now.
For free. But as a writer, you're proud of that. Not necessarily because it's a free game.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, the only things I would say I'm most proud of are the games I really like, which is a lot of games, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So
I don't.
Yeah, and maybe if I had, if any of us own like really rare games that
I do though, I own a lot of rare games. I just I could sell them for a lot. Like, but ones I keep for a reason.
I have SNES copy of Killer Instinct on my dresser. That's a rare game.
Yeah,
that was a joke.
Yeah,
because it was a game made by Rare.
I get it.
I guess I like my. Anything related to, like my Tactics Ogre and Shin Megami Tensei stuff. Got a lot of weird, bizarre swag with them.
Swag.
Yeah.
Swag.
That's about it. I like games.
Games. We're proud of our games, yeah.
I also have a handmade Volcarona hat that someone made for me.
Wait, what?
Volcarona, the Pokemon.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't.
Like the moth thing. It's all white and it's got red wings and antlers and stuff.
Yeah, yep. Anyway.
You know what it is. I'm sure if you saw it.
I know. I'm sure I would too. But next question.
Let's sneak on over to this next question here. Kikyo also asks, have you ever felt bad about being a gamer or being part of the community? Be honest. Think deep.
Depends on how you view it, I guess. It's like,
I've disliked the community in multiple parts of the river, but I'm not embarrassed by it or anything.
Like, be proud to be a gamer.
Whatever.
Be proud, not ashamed.
This is how I decide to spend my time.
That's not my opening line when I go out on dates or anything.
Nope. Ooh, I'm a gamer. Hey, baby, I'm a gamer.
You just stand there in silence and stroke your bed for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, first opening move, oh, just day one or whatever, we show up at wherever, and I just take my shirt off immediately. I was like,
get the point.
That's how it goes. But,
take my shirt off, and I'm like, sup.
That's the point.
And that's it.
Take your shirt off. Stroke your beard.
I don't know. It's kind of like, I wouldn't really associate myself because the worst of what the internet reflects does not reflect me. So I'm kind of like, I'm not really offended by what they are.
Yeah.
But it does make me sad when
people
share my interests. Like, yeah. I don't know, like, a lot of the Japanese, like quote-unquote fans of Japanese games, it's like, they sort of embody the most obnoxious. Mm-hmm. It's like, they really, like, you just, like, go to, like, I don't know, a publisher's forum, they're like, they're banging for every single game ever. Yeah. And, I don't know, stuff like that, or people are like, oh man, how do you play real games, like, not Call of Duty, like, come on, guys. People like other stuff, believe it or not.
Yeah, there's
it's
certain...
not like your tastes are perfect either. Not to be mean here.
Yeah. Sometimes I do feel bad whenever there's somebody else who's also a gamer who makes me look bad. Like, I don't know, just really obnoxious, annoying gamers who you just like, ugh. You just like. I mean, like, the people who are like, hardcore gamers, ooh, let's play Call of Duty and nothing else, and, like,
I mean, no one's ever insulted me to my face like this before.
Sorry, Quarren. How about you play a real game other than Call of Duty, Quarren? How about that?
It's the best. I don't need anything else. I'm a proud American citizen. I support my troops in their fictional wars.
Wait.
He's Quarren. American.
Quarren.
Yes.
Give us your best American accent.
No.
Come on. Yeah. If you try to do an American accent, then Captain will try to do your accent.
Will I?
Yeah, you will.
America!
Woo! That was awesome. Oh. That sounds just like all of us.
Yes. All your different sounds came together.
Yep.
We all
got
so yeah. Back to the point, though. Come on.
Would the New Zealand equivalent of America be something like, all blacks, cuz?
Of course.
Yes. Oh, that's it. That's New Zealand. We're moving on to New Zealand Corner now.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. All blacks destroyed the French. It was beautiful.
Gotcha. Suck I think it, we French. Just wanted to kick you by doing the whole think deep thing, but whatever. Anyway,
like
but yeah.
you thought Sony beating up Microsoft was good. That was nothing. I mean, sure it was wet, so there was a whole lot of handling errors, but whatever.
Sure, I know that feeling when it's all wet, so you have a bunch of handling errors.
Just keep dropping the ball. Yep.
Yep. Just keep dropping the ball. I see where I'm trying to go, but I just can't get it in.
They actually.
There's another man blocking my goal.
I know. Move out of the way. So I just love it when you know, you're on the defense and everything, and then they just f up. Boom! You get the ball and you just run across the field with it. It's brilliant, especially because the friend. No, I'm gonna refrain from that comment. Done with New Zealand Corner.
You already you went 90% into the comment, so I really don't.
We're done. Wrap up the podcast. I need to go.
All right. Okay. All right.
Later.
Bye? With the question.
Bye.
Such decisiveness.
To be continued, I guess, maybe. I don't know.